Feather Rain. She is a wellness coach, and she has some big things on the horizon. Dante, welcome to Windspeaker Radio, Feather.
Hey, this is so exciting to be here. Thank you.
Yes. So I ran across this online. You have a wellness and martial arts self-defense course going on for our women, our Escuello. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your program?
Yeah, so I currently finished school in March, and this has been a vision of mine for very many years, is to bring women together through martial arts and to be able to empower our women through teaching them how to defend themselves, but also building them up and encouraging them to show up for themselves and just kind of renew their warrior spirit through the teachings and things I've learned along the way. Martial arts for me has been something that's kept me clean and sober for almost 11 years. And I just wanted to be able to share my medicine with my sisters and give them something. Yeah, give them hope and their fight for life.
Our missing and murdered Indigenous women especially is a very important thing. How important is this cause to you?
This is honestly like my entire heart. This is my heart behind everything that I've been doing the past couple of years to even start this program, because I've seen the world and I've seen the kind of men that we're up against even in our own communities, and I just wanted to be able to give our women a feminine space so that they can feel safe in their bodies and be able to just like come together, talk about this issue, talk about our issues together, have support and be able to learn things to be able to protect ourselves, because I see that we're up against a lot of violence.
Yes, absolutely. And this program, it's been running for a few weeks now. It happens at Escuello Health. Can you tell our listeners what happens when you guys all get into this gymnasium area?
Okay, so I open it up with prayer and smudge so that we regulate ourselves and we all just ground and feel comfortable. And then I warm everybody up with running or something, like just to get everybody warm before we start learning basic boxing or self-defense or martial arts.
Yeah, awesome. And you have a big guest coming up this weekend.
Yes, I do. So she's a 5-time world champion. She goes by the Eliminator, but her name is Lima Leigh McFarlane, and she's a native Hawaiian MMA fighter, and she's just a really powerful woman. And I wanted to have a special guest for the community so that they can be inspired and have like a star to like look up to, and like, you know, like for the 7 weeks people kept showing up for themselves leading up to this event, so that there's some girls that are very excited to meet Lima.
She's coming all the way from Hawaii, flying here from Hawaii, and you told me before the interview that she's very humble. She's not asking for money. She's not asking anything. How or can people get involved? What is the fee for this drop-in course?
So every Tuesdays and Thursdays, our fee is $20 drop-in. But on Saturday, August 31st, the fee will be $30. All the money will be going to her foundation, which is called the Medicine Wheel Foundation. And the Medicine Wheel Foundation is a group of Indigenous women that came together to raise money for our relatives that have been drastically impacted by the missing and murdered women.
Awesome. Well, she's going to be coming down here. She's going to be teaching. She's going to be inspiring. You guys are going to kick butt. I can tell you guys are going to do some serious butt kicking down there. Make sure you guys register if you got a young lady or maybe even an older lady, right? That they can register and come and learn something from you guys down there. It happens down at Escuello Health, downtown Edmonton. I'll throw all the information up over in my blog. Once again, Ogumaukwe Wellness and Escuello Health are bringing you guys a self-defense course this weekend and running Tuesdays and Thursdays every week. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today, Feather, and we can't wait for your guests to come in this awesome program that you're doing for our women.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.